From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The mayors of Missouri's largest cities met in Columbia today to continue discussion of how to reduce violent crime in the state. The meeting brought together the mayors of St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia, plus police chiefs from each city and community business leaders. The leaders identified three ways they plan to reduce the surge in violent crime, including common sense gun reform, witness security, and mental health and substance abuse treatment. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says the mayors are working on this issue because they can't wait for someone else to act.
Although this is our third meeting, it always feels like this is just a first step in what's going to be our continued marathon to make sure we solve this issue. Because what we will never do and what we will never say is that this level of violent crime is acceptable. We will never look at grieving parents, grieving relatives, and say that's something that just happens in any one of our cities.
Though the issue of gun restrictions is usually unpopular in the Missouri legislature, Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says the mayors aren't looking to restrict gun access, but to keep guns out of the hands of children, unless it's to hunt, and out of the hands of previous violent offenders. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services says it has confirmed multiple recent cases of mumps in Boone County. The Columbia, Missourian reports officials have not specified the exact number of cases, but said health officials are working closely with community health providers to find out how many people may have come into contact with confirmed cases. The Center for Disease Control recommends the best way to prevent mumps is getting the MMR vaccine. The City of Columbia is looking for a new director of utilities. The city announced Tuesday that Tad Johnson will retire from the post on March 13th of next year. Johnson has been with the City of Columbia for 26 years. He served as the Director of Water and Light and Utilities for 10 years. Johnson says that as director, he is proud of the improvements the city has made.
Our renewable standards have been increased quite a bit. Our water usage per customer is going down, and we're seeing a little bit more enthusiasm and participation in some of our recycling programs.
Johnson says while he enjoys his job and the work he does, he intends to focus on family interest when he retires. City Manager John Glasscock will be in charge of choosing the next director. A man who caused panic at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart when he walked inside wearing body armor and carrying loaded weapons in what he described as an event to test his right to bear arms pleaded guilty to making a false report today after initially being charged with a more serious terrorist-related felony. Dmitry Andrachenko, 21, pleaded guilty to an amended misdemeanor charge after originally being charged with making a terrorist threat. Under the terms of the plea, he was ordered to serve 48 hours of shock incarceration and 2 years of probation. He also must receive firearm training, attorney Dan Patterson said in a release. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.